The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Cabinet Subcommittee still meeting to discuss the appointment of the so-called Housing Czar. Eoin Óibrín is the Sinn Féin TD and Housing Spokesperson for the party, and he's with me. Eoin, what are you hearing? Is there likely to be white smoke?
No, what we're hearing is that the meeting is still ongoing and it's unlikely any agreement will be reached between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on the issue of the salary that will be offered for the head of this new housing activation unit, what people have been calling the Housing Czar. And I have to say, in all of the shambles that I've come onto this programme and talked about, this really is one of the most bizarre. This has been going on for about 6 weeks. So we knew from the programme for government that the coalition wanted to create a housing activation office. The programme for government, of course, made it sound like another committee of civil servants, which is the very last thing that we need, and a million miles away from what the Housing Commission recommended in terms of an oversight executive with emergency powers underpinned by legislation. The specific proposition around a so-called czar in the name of Brendan McDonagh had been floated at least 6 weeks ago. The salary had been floated for the last 4 weeks. And then all of a sudden, it seems Fine Gael have got cold feet because of the rightful public outrage at the enormous scale of the salary and benefits that go with this job. For me, there's two problems here. First is the actual proposition itself. The way in which the minister outlined this housing activation office on Tuesday.
Explain to us your understanding of what that announcement was and how it compares to what the Housing Commission recommended.
Let's do it the other way around. Okay. So the Housing Commission, it's important to remember, the Housing Commission was made up of some of the country's leading experts in the actual delivery of housing, people who in the public and private sector deliver housing week in, week out. They consulted widely, produced a very detailed report after 2.5 years.
And the overall target is the thing that got most media and public attention, but it had all these other recommendations.
One of their key recommendations was, in order to increase and accelerate the delivery of both public and private homes, you needed a body called a Housing Delivery Oversight Executive. It had to have emergency powers underpinned by legislation. And it was to be made up of people who are directly involved in the delivery of enabling infrastructure and housing on the public and private side to align the capital programmes and get rid of obstacles and delays and etc. Unfortunately, both in the programme for government and then in a little bit more detail on Tuesday from the Minister for Housing in his press release, what we're getting actually is three things. We're getting two new committees in the Department of Housing, both chaired by the Minister, as if that department wasn't already complicated enough, a Housing Activation Delivery Group and a Housing Activation Industry Group. The acronyms alone would pickle your head. And then you're also getting this thing called a Housing Activation Office. In the press release, it doesn't at all say what it's actually going to do or what powers the holders of this office will have. John Cummins, the Minister of State in Housing responsible for planning, made clear in prime time there will be no legislation underpinning this. So the big problem, before we even get into the outrageous salary and the controversy around the appointment or non-appointment of Brendan McDonagh, is what is being proposed doesn't have any power, doesn't have any teeth, is more like a series of additional committees inside the department. And the Department of Housing and the Department of Public Expenditure Reform and Department of Finance are already at loggerheads, which is delaying the approval of and delivery of much needed social affordable homes. Throw into the mix these things. Plus, Jack Chambers has just created an infrastructure delivery unit in his department, plus a task force to advise. We don't need more bureaucracy. We don't need more committees. We need people who understand what it takes to deliver public and private sector homes, working together, aligning and activating those sites. And that's not what the government has proposed.
Is there an argument that you could make that some of these statutory powers that would have been needed to underpin the Housing Delivery Oversight Executive, the Housing DOE, we'll call it, that it would have been too lengthy to implement that legislative change, because you'd be talking about possibly taking power away from, say, local authorities when it comes to zoning land and what have you. And that's just a minefield that the government are not willing to wade into.
No, because
this is maybe, this is not the perfect solution, but it's an example of not letting perfection be the enemy of the good.
No, because that's not what the Housing Commission were recommending. Look, we have people in utility companies who control very big capital budgets, and they have to provide the enabling infrastructure that allows things like housing, among other forms of development, to proceed. We also obviously have people in other agencies, people who control the budgets and decide what gets spent and where.
Yeah.
We need them in a room. We need them to have some power to be able to go and remove those types of blockages.
But can Brendan McDonagh or a new housing czar not do that
not without,
in this role?
Not without legislation and power.
Well, there's no compellability without legislation. But I would imagine if Brendan McDonagh is appointed the Housing Czar, or whoever it happens to be, gets in contact with Gas Networks Ireland, with ESB, with Ishke Éireann and with others and says, listen, let's sit down and look at what programmes ye have for the next 12 months. They're going to meet him.
We already have a group in the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform that does all of that. It brings all the utilities and they meet with the Secretary Generals. That is already happening, right? So the difficulty is this. I mean, I would be very interested to see if any radio programme can get any residential developer to come in and say what is on the table at the moment is going to help. In fact, anybody I'm talking to in the local government sector or in the private residential development sector are saying this is actually going to make things worse. So it's not about perfection being the enemy of the good. Mm. The first principle is do no harm. Things are already bad enough in terms of missed social affordable housing targets, rising house prices, rents and homelessness. Don't make things worse. And first of all, the proposition on the table is making things worse. To add insult to injury, there's been an appallingly handled process by which there's a kind of a appointment, non-appointment to Brendan McDonagh. And on top of that, a salary of €430,000 a year plus another 20,000 or so yeah. in packages.
Well, now, legally, and their hands were tied on that. If it was going to be Brendan McDonagh, wasn't
absolutely
it? Because
not,
he was going to be seconded from NAMA.
Absolutely not.
And as such, his salary would
come with
them. And
when the government
have
said this, they've been deliberately misleading. So the first thing is this. You do not need to appoint somebody on almost €500,000, paid more than the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the three ministers or the Secretary Generals. That is not what is required. This is the government that won't introduce the increase to the living wage, that won't introduce a range of supports for families really struggling under the weight of the cost of living crisis. So first of all, you shouldn't want to do that. But also, the situation with respect to Brendan McDonagh, as I understand it, is he's seconded from the NTMA into NAMA. When he goes back into the NTMA, he won't retain his full NAMA salary and additional pay. There will be a negotiation and he will be on reduced money. So the claim of the Taoiseach this week that there's no actual extra cost is not true. But on top of that, if you're going to pay somebody more than the minister who's meant to be in charge, more than the Secretary General who's meant to implement the minister's view, more than the Taoiseach of the country, then surely that person should have a lot of power. Whoever occupies this office will have limited power, will face all the same obstacles. So for me, we don't need a czar. We don't need to pay somebody €500,000. We do need to listen to the experts in the public and private sector telling us what is required. But right now, we have Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in a standoff, in a meeting, in the middle of the deepest housing crisis in the history of the state, because they couldn't get it together 6 weeks ago to get all of this agreed. Mm. If they can't agree on an appointment, how in God's name does anybody think they're going to be able to solve the housing crisis, a crisis that they themselves created?
If it is not Brendan McDonagh, he goes back to the NTMA, and even if he negotiates a reduced salary, I mean, it's going to be a high six-figure salary, and you hire somebody else for this job, it might end up costing the state €430,000 between the two of them anyway. I mean, so I just wonder to what degree, I mean, this is a distraction. It sticks in people's craw, understandably. I mean, there's been such focus on the pay that people are in receipt of when it comes to public money in the last few years, how this flew under the radar to the degree it has.
Well,
I'm not quite sure.
But the interesting thing is it hasn't flown.
But it's also the best value for money if it works,
so,
isn't it?
£430,000.
I mean, we should all pay that if it's going to work.
First of all, it hasn't flown under the radar. It's been widely reported and commented on. So when I hear Simon Harris yesterday somehow saying that, you know, he only came across this at the end of last week, does he not read the newspapers? Does he not listen to the radio? Does he not listen to those of us on the floor that are all saying, what's going on here? But also, I will say this. If I was the minister...
But it would be money well spent, wouldn't it, if it worked?
If I was the minister, and if I was trying to clean up the mess of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's housing crisis... the first thing I would have done is implemented the actual proposal of the Housing Commission. That's why we've taken that proposal explicitly and endorsed it in our own alternative housing plan. And then that oversight executive would be populated by people who are directly involved in the delivery of infrastructure and housing. And it shouldn't be a new body. It should be the people who are today on the ground making the decisions, but put in the same room with the jobs they already have, but through legislation and with emergency powers, put in a position where they can align and accelerate their delivery of housing. And in fact, Sinn Féin went one step further. we'd like a statewide one for the big stuff, but we'd also like regional versions of it, because we also need stuff sorted in the southwest, in the southeast.
What does that
in
mean,
the Midlands.
Though? What does that mean, though? Statutory power to align the programs of those different groups, because you're talking about, say, Ishke Éireann, the ESB, and some local authority. I mean, is it that this unit or this oversight executive or this group of people that they can ultimately make those decisions? You know what I mean? Zone that land and service it.
So the issue of land zoning is a function of local authorities, and nobody's proposing, not including the Housing Commission, to take that away from them. The issue is you will have many sites, for example, in North and West County Dublin or on the commuter belt of Kildare and Meath, and they have planning permission, but it can't be activated because there's no water or wastewater treatment.
Yeah.
Irish Water is working to its capital programme. ESB Networks and Gas Networks Ireland are operating to their programme. Individual developers and individual councils are operating to their programme.
Even government would accept this, but I just wonder, what are the actual statutory powers that you would imbue with this?
First of all, they have to be forced into the room. They have to align their programmes.
Yeah.
And where obstacles come up between a lack of compatibility between one programme and another, they have the power to resolve those. We have a significant
amount
of...
What does that mean? Like mediation?
No, it means, for example, I'll give you a great example. Let's imagine we have three developers, they have three sites, they all want to start building, but they need a wastewater treatment plant. The Commission on Energy Regulation requires the first developer who starts building to fund upfront that wastewater treatment plant from their own resources. They can't afford to do that. Only a third of that is their costs. So they don't build it and the other two don't get building anything. Mm. What we need is, in that instance, the local authority should be able to pick up the phone to the Housing Infrastructure Services Company, a public agency, get them in, get the thing built, and then as the developers build the houses to sell them, they pay for the portion of it. The difficulty is nobody has the authority to make that happen. It's eminently sensible. So it's not about creating a new body with new jobs and new salaries. It's taking the people who today are meant to be making this happen, forcing them to coordinate and giving them the power to be able to do that in the public interest. Paying somebody €430,000 to be on a subcommittee overseen by three secretary generals, three ministers and a Taoiseach is only going to make it worse. And the issue is, even if Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael agree today, tomorrow, the day after, on what the appropriate level of salary might be, Brendan McDonagh might just walk away and then the government is back to square one. Incompetence is the reason why we have a housing crisis, and it's been laid bare in their mishandling of this appalling process this week. This is not good for people who need social housing, affordable housing, exits from emergency accommodation, or people struggling with rip-off rents or being forced to emigrate because of the crisis. They are making things worse by their incompetence. And that's why not only do we need this proposition not to proceed, we need to get these people out of government as quickly as possible if we're ever going to solve this housing crisis.
We had your chance in that last November.
And we'll get our chance again, and let's see what happens then.
In maybe four more years. Anyway, Eoin O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD and Party Housing Spokesperson. Eoin, thank you very much. If there is white smoke, though, as Eoin says, unlikely once that meeting concludes, and one would suspect it will conclude in the near future. We will bring that news to you here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.